From Sake in the Masisi territory of North Kivu to Minova in the Kalehe territory of South Kivu province, around 7 Wazalendo roadblocks have been identified. Amani Mwenihire, who frequently uses the roads, explains that each time a vehicle passes through, it has to pay a tax that amounts to a racket. He says the self-defense youths between Sake and Boremana are becoming a danger to the population. Instead of contributing to the pacification of the area, they are setting up barriers, demanding money for food and harassing people, including women and other youths. It's getting really complicated. The spokesman for the APCLS self-defense group, Heritien Dangendange, denies that any of her men are involved in these acts. He refers to criminals who have taken advantage of the conflict to transform themselves into resistance groups that swindle the residents. He says now there are several groups in military uniform because he knows that on the Sake Masisi, Sake Minova and Sake Kichanga roads, there are also roadblocks by Congolese army. But when travelers arrive, they present themselves as Wazalendo because that's the term most often used. The Kalehe Civil Society Territorial Consultation Framework, headed by Delphin Birimbi, sent a delegation to Kinshasa to meet the national military authorities and discuss the situation. He says they are asking the Armed Forces Chief of General Staff and the General Commissar of the Congolese National Police to take care of the Wazalendo elements while waiting for the promulgation of a law on reservists. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.